My name is Dawn. I was diagnosed with HIV in November of 1999. That day was kind of a struggle for me. My husband told me a week before we got married that he was positive. So that led me to go get tested. Plus, I was pregnant. I had found out I was pregnant the same day I was positive. I went through a deep, deep depression for 5 years of my life. I did give birth to my son because I was pregnant. And he's negative. But I was on the verge of wanting to commit suicide. And then after I got through the depression part, then I went through an angry stage. I went through the stage where I really just hated even looking at him. My husband, because we stayed together. We stayed. And I'm like, just looking at him, just so mad. You go through a ring of emotions. But then, like, towards the 6th year, me and him went through counseling together, and we talked. And we talked to other people, and you realize, well, did you love him before? Yeah. And I loved him with all my heart, you know. And we're still together. We've been together for 15 years now. It's hard, but you have to realize that this isn't what's going to kill you. That's a misconception of all people. Because, I mean, I made a living will. I knew where my kids were going. I knew all my finances were in order. I just knew I was going to die in that 1st year. But after meeting other people and then really actually educating myself, I went as far as I started going to planning council meetings. I started going to CAB meetings. I started going everywhere I could just to gain knowledge. And I was like, man, I can really live with this. And I have for 11 years of my life. And I walk normal life just as anybody else. This is just another part of me that I just live with. It's an everyday occurrence. It's like it's part of me is my hair. The regimen was really harsh when I first was diagnosed. I was like taking, man, because I was pregnant, so I had to take AZTs. I was taking like 12 pills. Literally, every day. And they would make me so sick. I couldn't keep food down. And it was just really hard for me because I've never taken pills. I was always that person, well, my body will heal itself. Or home remedies, like you drink this juice and you'll be fine. Well, that doesn't work with HIV, trust me. And I was also diagnosed so early. That's why it's so important to get tested frequently, especially if you're having unprotected sex. I was diagnosed so early that after I had my son, they were able to put me on another regimen of meds. And now I'm only taking one pill once a day. Stigma here is very high in Wichita. I've only been here since January. And being here is like being in Illinois. When I worked in Illinois, stigma was very high. It was like everything was hush hush. Don't talk about that. Don't talk about that. St. Louis, everybody talked about it. Even though we were across the water from each other, we talked about it. Everybody talked about it. Nobody hid really anything. But here, I think because it's so rural that people don't even really think about it a lot here. And so when they're faced with it, it's like the plague. You're not going to catch this from, you know, off of my plates, kissing me, hugging me. That's not how it's going to happen. And then it's not their fault, really, because they're not educated. People who are not faced with a loved one, someone they know personally or their self, if they're not faced with HIV in their face or AIDS, they don't want to know nothing about it. But then when you start educating, they're like, oh, okay. And they're fine. And that's what I'm finding out here. I really believe my illness has made me stronger in the sense of this. I was already a strong-willed person, but this has made me a different stronger, a stronger where I want to help other people. I'm willing to do whatever it is that needs to be done to help people understand there's people out here like me. You know, this is not just a gay disease. It's not just a drug disease. This is a people disease.